Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Outbid the bigger cities, reap the benefits of a great partner like Indiana U, and then watch the city coffers grow a bit. Perfect scenario for what has happened for Visit Bloomington, who grabbed the rights to this weekend's USA Track and Field Junior Outdoor Championships, which will be staged at Hayes Track on campus starting Friday at noon. In part two today on our reports with Visit Bloomington's Mike McAfee, you know the old saying, to the victor goes the spoils.
It was held in Sacramento and Eugene previously, and here we are in Bloomington, Indiana, which is a wonderful feather in our cap, but we just love them enough for their support of track and field and bringing these events to the community, and we try to do everything we can to work with them to do that. We were competing against some of those other larger markets for this one. These athletes, being the ages that they are, 14 to 19, they're all traveling with family members. A couple of family members are coming and seeing them at least, so that's what we love about hosting these youth competitions, is they turn it into a summer trip. We do research studies every couple of years we measure the economic impact of events like this, and every person that is here attending a sporting event spends about $155 a day. So, you know, if we're having 2,000 people here over 3 days, you know, that's about $1 million event right there. That's over $900,000 in spending right there. So it's pretty impactful.
Yep. Visit Bloomington's Mike McAfee. By the way, they need some volunteer help. And if you're interested, you can contact visitbloomington.com/USATF, and you can sign up right there. 3-day season passes, $30 for adults, $20 for kids 18 and under. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. Game 2, Royals hosting the Reds, first pitch at 8:15. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, to say that June and July are set aside for sports camps would be grossly an understatement. Always enjoy what Jeremy Price puts in his youth sports section weekly in the HD Sports page. I don't think, though, I've ever seen a full page before like it was on Tuesday. Starting Sunday out at Twin Lakes, General Manager Mark Sterner and crew have put together a couple of new football-specific training programs for youth players in grades 7 through 12, Sundays only through July 22nd at a cost of $70 for Twin Lakes Recreation Center members. Focus, defensive back position skills and wide receiver position skills. The latter kicking things off Sunday at 3:30. And as Mark Sterner was telling me,
the information with everything with the city, it, you know, kind of slows down, Joe, and, you know, getting the marketing together and putting everything together and getting the paperwork in on the instructors and that type of thing. You know, we've really only had about 2 weeks to market this. You know, we're really doing a social media grassroots push on it. You know, the real nuts and bolts of the program that we'll be able to get into our program guide after the first of the year, you know, that is really going to be the nuts and bolts of the program. We were just hoping to get a small start and build some momentum off of that small start. So right now, you know, we've had a few kids come in today, and I've had a few calls today. You know, like anything, we hope it grows.
That's Mark Sterner, general manager of the Twin Lakes Recreational Center. The deadline is Friday, but they'll take in walk-ins if you want to drop by on Saturday to find out more when the programs start. Again, they start on Sunday, defending and catching the pigskin. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. Reds Royals at 8:15. I'm Joe Smith.